This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. The North Carolina Democratic Party today asked the State Board of Elections for a public hearing on allegations of improprieties in the 9th Congressional District. This all started Tuesday when the State Board voted 9-0 not to certify the results of the 9th Congressional District race, where Republican Mark Harris is leading Democrat Dan McCready by 905 votes. Joining me to talk about this week's development is WFAE's political reporter, Steve Harrison. Steve, what did the State Democratic Party call for today?
They want a public hearing in the case instead of the state board discussing it in closed session. The party sent a letter to the board saying that, quote, people's faith in democracy is at stake, and they included affidavits from five people who claimed irregularities in the election. Three of those affidavits were from people in Bladen County who claimed irregularities with their absentee ballots. One person said a woman came to collect her absentee ballot and took it before it was sealed. Someone else said her ballot was collected before it was finished, and that person told the voter she would fill in the rest.
So what's going on in Bladen County in particular?
So Bladen is at the far eastern end of the 9th Congressional District, and it's at the center of these allegations. Bladen County has a long tradition of people voting by absentee mail ballots, and that in itself is not illegal. The chairman of the Bladen County Board of Elections told us in the week after the November 6th election that the board's chief election investigator came to Elizabethtown and seized absentee by mail ballots requests and their return envelopes. So what the state can do is they can track down people who requested absentee ballots but never sent them in, and they can ask them whether they gave those ballots to someone or if they just never bothered to vote.
Now, when you say Bladen County has a tradition of getting people to vote absentee by mail, how different are they from other counties?
They are very different. In the general election between Harris and McCready, Bladen County had the highest percentage of votes by mail in the entire district. About 7.5% of the Bladen votes were by mail. But it really gets interesting when you go back to the Republican primary in May between Harris and Robert Pittenger. In most counties in the district, only a handful of people voted by mail. It was usually about 1% or less. But in Bladen County, a whopping 22% of the primary votes were absentee by mail. And Harris won 96% of those votes. Here's what North Carolina elections expert Jerry Cohen said about Bladen.
For several years, Bladen County, and to a lesser extent Greene County, have been the only counties that appear to have an intensive get-out-the-vote effort among mail ballots.
We also talked to Ray Britt about that. He's the chair of the Bladen County Commission and a former member of the Elections Board. He spoke with Greg Collar of WFAE about people encouraging people to request absentee mail ballots.
You can do that all year if you wanted to.
But it's happening in Bladen County higher than – it was so much more than the rest of the state.
You got to give Bladen County credit then.
So what could the state be looking for?
So in addition to there being a lot of people who voted by mail, there were a lot of people who requested ballots but never returned them. And that's really unusual. Usually when someone goes to the trouble of requesting a ballot, they send it in. That also happened in Robeson County, where a lot of people also didn't return their ballots. Harris is ahead of McCready by 905 votes, and Harris won the absentee mail vote in Bladen with 420 votes to McCready's 258. So that may not be enough to overturn the election. But the question is, what about the votes that were never returned? Did those people intend to vote, or did they just never fill out their ballots?
Now, this isn't the first time Bladen has been in the news about ballots, right?
That's right. 2 years ago, a Bladen resident said a Democratic-leading organization was running what he said was a ballot mill. Pat McCrory's campaign seized upon that complaint as evidence of fraud because his race against Roy Cooper was so close. The state board later dismissed that complaint.
So what needs to happen to certify the election?
Right now, we really don't know. The state board is holding a conference call tomorrow morning, and they have no deadline to finish their investigation, but they've said they are aware that the new Congress is going to be sworn in on January 3rd. And making this story even crazier is that the current 9-member elections board is dissolving and will be reconstituted Monday as a 5-member board. A 3-judge panel had earlier said that the current board is unconstitutional. So we don't even know if Joshua Martin, who made the original complaint, will be on the board next week. The Harris campaign has asked for a speedy resolution, and an attorney said that the campaign wants to know if the votes in question will have any impact on the race. And the McCready campaign has been silent.
Well, that's a lot to digest. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
WFAE Steve Harrison.